love accountants. They solve problems I didn't know I had in a way I can't possibly understand.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
If you work in an office, here are a few bright ideas to help you spice things up a little and bring some joy. Page yourself over the intercom. Don't disguise your voice. Would Phil Calloway please come to the office for a raise? Find out where your boss shops and buy exactly the same outfits. Always wear them one day after your boss does. I don't know. Put up mosquito netting around your cubicle. Let me know how that works out for you. Each time someone... Get it together, Phil. Come on. Each time someone asks you to do something, ask them if they want fries with that. Fire rubber bands at coworkers, then pretend to be hard at work. Ask your coworkers mysterious questions, then scribble answers in a notebook. Wear thick glasses and a mustache, and introduce yourself as the new guy. This is especially fun for the gals. Well, you may want to try exactly none of those. People have been fired for less. But sometimes it's a challenge to stay focused and energized at work. Each of us, regardless of what we do, can use our job to bless others, though, to bring a little joy. Here's the amazing story of one who carried it to the ultimate extreme. It was World War II. Irina Sendler received permission to work in the Warsaw Ghetto as a plumbing/sewer specialist. But Irina had an ulterior motive. After leaving the ghetto each day, she smuggled Jewish infants out in the bottom of her toolbox. Larger children she hid in a burlap sack in the back of her truck. Irina kept a dog in the back of that truck, a dog she had trained to bark when the Nazi soldiers let her in and out of the ghetto. The soldiers, of course, wanted nothing to do with the dog, and the barking covered noises kids made. During her work in the ghetto, Irina managed to save 2,500 children. But it came at a horrible cost. When they finally caught her, the Nazis broke her arms and legs and beat her severely. In a glass jar that she buried beneath a tree in her backyard, Irina kept a record of the names of those precious children. And after the war, she did all she could to reunite the families. The kids she rescued were placed into foster homes or adopted. Some are still alive today. What an amazing woman. The movie about her life is called The Courageous Heart of Irina Sendler. Courageous indeed. Now, chances are we won't be able to save children in the job we're doing today, but we can serve others. We can even worship through our work by giving it to God and inviting Him into each aspect of it. If you're a plumber, you're an ordained plumber, a homemaker, teacher, or carpenter. But you say, the work I'm doing is God's punishment on me. Well, not true. In fact, Ecclesiastes 2 says that we can do nothing better than find satisfaction in our work, that it is from the hand of God. But maybe you say, no one appreciates what I do. What if you started to appreciate what they do? What if you encouraged them? They may have a heart attack, but things could improve. Maybe you say, Calloway, my coworkers are ill-mannered and foul-mouthed. Hey, I've worked with such people. God has you there for a reason. By simply working with excellence, praying for them, offering a smile, or a kind word, or a joke you've heard on Laugh Again, you could make all the difference today in their lives. And should that fail, try this. Put decaf in the coffee maker for about 3 weeks, and once they've gotten over their caffeine addictions, switch to espresso. Don't, I'm kidding.
If you've been thinking about supporting Laugh Again, now is a great time to jump in. June is our fiscal year end, and we're praying to raise $110,000 so we can keep sharing the gospel into another year. And here's the exciting part. Through a match grant with Back to the Bible Canada, every dollar you give this month is doubled, up to $200,000. Give today at laughagain.ca or call 1-800-663-2425. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.